This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's now 7 after the hour. You found Thursday. Each hour I start the program pretty much the same way because I want you to be comfortable, familiar, feel good about where you are, and make no mistake about it, this is the one and only DJV program with the one and only Jennifer Horn, the one and only Victoria Keelan, and the one and only Doug Steffen. Here we are appearing together once again. Not necessarily in a physical sense because we're not in the same place, but we're in the same virtual
place. We social distance before social distancing.
Yes, we did. Right. We're working on changing things here in the world, a little bit here, a little bit there. All right, so Jen, where would you like to take us in an informative way?
I'm going to tell this story because I think much of the mainstream media is ignoring it. And I think if the shoe were on the other foot, that perhaps we'd hear more about it. Remember when we heard about the blue wave in 2018 when a lot of Democrats flipped a lot of Republican seats and took control of the House?
Oh, what happened in Orange County yesterday, right?
It was in Orange County. This was actually in Simi Valley in Valencia, where the Reagan Library is. This was the California Congressional District special election. The seat was left vacant by Katie Hill of Thruple fame. Remember, she was the one that had the revealing pictures that were distributed to the media online. She was the one who was in a relationship with not only her husband, but another woman. Now, that's not what caused her to resign. What caused her to resign is she was also in a relationship with someone who worked in her office, and that is deemed to be an ethics violation, right?
Ah.
So that was the major problem for her. And I was listening to something yesterday, and I thought it was kind of interesting. Apparently, the reason they even found out about all of these relationships of Katie Hill is that they were investigating her for voter fraud. She won a Republican seat. And people were shocked that she won this seat from former Congressman Steve Knight. And she did it using a tactic called ballot harvesting. And this is what flipped a lot of seats in California. It's legal if done in using certain specifications. And what it means is that average people like you, me, Victoria, we'd all go for a walk on election day and start collecting ballots from people, helping them fill out their ballots, perhaps in some cases, if they're confused. And then one of us...
filling them out for them, yes.
Right, can take 4,000 ballots to a drop-off location, drop them off, and all of those votes will be counted. And so many elections were called for the Republican candidates on election night in 2018, and then as the weeks went on and the votes were counted, they all flipped to having Democrats ultimately win. Now, part of it is that the leadership in the Republican Party in California didn't actually train their candidates to do this. So Democrats legally outplayed many Republicans. That's just true. But apparently, there was a scandal around how the ballot harvesting was initiated in Katie Hill's district, where she won by 8 points. Pretty significant victory. So they were starting to dig around on that, and that's when they found out about her affairs. Now, Nancy Pelosi had taken Katie Hill under her wing, but when she found out that they were looking around at the ballot harvesting, she asked her to resign because instead of fighting it out with this ethics clause, she didn't want the idea of ballot harvesting to really catch so much attention because this is what they intend to do across the country. In fact, there's a ballot harvesting provision in Nancy Pelosi's latest $3 trillion bill to combat coronavirus.
Which is going nowhere because there's too
which
much
is going nowhere, but it's still in there. Yeah. So it shows that it's not just a California thing
but
anymore.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
I don't want this to fall on deaf ears. One of the things that has become very apparent, we all know how pork gets inserted into bills. That's been going on since forever. You know, somebody's got a pet project, they want to put it in on a bill that they know is going to pass, and so bingo bango. So now, with the first two bills, they kind of ironed out and pushed out all of the fat and all the pork and all the crap that both sides wanted to put in. Now, it appears, I don't know what the Republicans, I'm sure there's an angle the Republicans have. They want to take care of their friends and their buddies and put this in and that in. Instead of making it a clean bill that was in the best interests of all Americans, now they can't do that. They can't resist throwing all kinds of things into this bill. In this case, the Democrats are doing it, but before it was the Republicans, to help out their friends and favorite causes. And it's just, it's so dirty.
Well, there's some good stuff for farmers and ranchers in there, though.
Yeah, but there's also, absolutely there is. And for radio as well. But it's darkened, Victoria, by the stuff that they've thrown in that doesn't really impact.
Like the Kennedy Center, I think, is the perfect idea. Republicans did ask for a clean bill to just refund the PPP, the Payroll Protection Plan,
right,
last time around. And so Nancy Pelosi put, well, no, it was just going to be a refund of that, and that's it. They were going to do a bill later down the road. But Pelosi's like, no, we want to put together something bigger. And so in that bill, we spent $25 million to bail out the Kennedy Center, which, you know, say what you will about that, but then the Kennedy Center went and laid everybody off after they got the money. Now, people are going after Chick-fil-A and Ruth's Chris and all these other places for, or not Chick-fil-A, sorry, Shake Shack. For taking money and then, you know, not using it appropriately or getting it for the wrong reasons. What about the Kennedy Center taking all that money and then laying everybody off? That's not cool. But anyway, so the point is that every party, yes, is capable of pork. But in this time, we should be responding with strictly
no
coronavirus
pork
stuff.
There should be a rule. Just, no pork for anybody.
Well, right, and the money going to the state of Alabama that's barely even been hit and they want to build a new state capital.
Yeah,
with the money
for
coronavirus,
God.
Gotta all be coronavirus.
The debt that some of these states have,
and
some of the unfunded retirement policy. No.
It was, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Governor Cuomo wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post, I want to say it was maybe 2 days ago, and he basically just, it says everything that we're saying here. He said that the last time in 2008, he was Attorney General in New York, and he had to deal with all the banks that got bailed out, and instead of hiring people and rehiring people who
putting
got
the
laid
money
off,
to the work
they gave themselves all big bonuses.
Yeah.
And he said, if we're not careful, we're going to go right down the same thing.
Yep.
Big corporations,
absolutely,
instead of maintaining their and keeping their employees on, they're going to give bonuses to their stockholders.
That was the idea, though,
it's
behind
the same
Victoria. That was the idea behind restricting it to $2 million and for people that have companies with less than 500 employees. How they got around that with Ruth Chris and Shake Shack and these other outfits, some guy got $84 million that had some big company down south somewhere. He says they're not giving it back, so he'll end up in jail or who knows where he's going.
In any case, there are millions and billions, actually. The number is billion dollars in this bill that is going to offset the costs and the hardships given to the lobbying industry. Why?
Yeah.
Because
the
lobbying industry is the one who actually wrote this latest bill, the HEROES Act, which they're going to vote on Friday. So I don't want my money going to the lobbyers at this point.
K Street,
anyway,
come on.
Back to my real story. So this seat was left vacant by Katie Hill, and there's a special election in California this week on Tuesday. Mike Garcia was the Republican candidate who managed to make it into the top two in California. We have a jungle primary system, so could be two Democrats, a Republican Democrat, or two Republicans,
term,
which never happens.
No.
And so Mike Garcia went on to face Christy Smith, who is a California Democrat, and she's in the legislature here. And he won, and he won sizably. The last time I checked, he was up by 12 percentage points. And he connected with people at a grassroots level. I have friends who live in Simi Valley. Every time I went to their house, there were people standing on corners shouting Mike Garcia's name. He had pamphlets everywhere. And this was an interesting election because not only was it a special election, but Governor Newsom made it all by mail, except for there were a few little voting centers that they set up, but there were no real polling places. And at the last minute, when he realized that he was getting more Republican voters sending their ballots back than Democrat voters, he installed pop-up voting places in heavily Democrat areas. Even that didn't help. So even with the thumb on the scale, this was a really good thing. And ballot harvesting wasn't allowed because people can't go door-to-door because of the Safer at Home order. So we'll see. He has to run again against Christy Smith. They run again against each other in November for the real seat, but he'll finish out the term of Katie Hill.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can we talk about the whistleblower?
First time in 22 years that a Republican has flipped a Democrat seat in California.
Yeah. Good.
And if that were a story vice versa, I guarantee you it would be national, but now it is.
It is. I've seen that everywhere. That's all over. I've seen that headline everywhere. I don't know who's not reporting it. It's everywhere.
So one of the people inside the NIH has said that the virus is going to come. This is not a new story, but he has used the term dark winter to refer to what will happen as we get toward the end of the year. And I think we've all been saying it in different ways, depending on how you get your information or what you believe. But there is going, there will be undoubtedly a surge this summer because everybody's going to be out and about, hopefully practicing at least some smart personal hygiene and masks and stuff, because I do think that does some good. And then it'll go away and it'll come back again by the time the weather gets cold. And maybe if we get to the end of the year when this is all done, it'll be pretty stiff again. So what's happened to this whistleblower? Who is this person, and what is it important to know who it is? Did he get into trouble for saying this? What happened, Jennifer?
Dr. Rick Bright is his name, and I think he testifies today, if I'm not mistaken. Some of his anticipated testimony has started to leak out, and he just predicts that this is going to be, he said the darkest winter is what he said when he gave his interview. He's not before the Senate, he's before the House today. The House Energy and Commerce Committee is where he'll be testifying. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting what he has to say. He contends that because he had kind of a doom and gloom attitude, or maybe a realistic attitude about what things will look like, that he wasn't fitting the narrative of the administration's focus on optimism and rebuilding the economy. And so that's why they're looking into whether or not he was removed with reason or, you know, with cause, or how it all came to be.
Right. Cost of groceries up to the highest it has been in most of our lifetimes. I don't think that's surprising, is it? They're just, you know, taking advantage.
Well, you would hope that that wouldn't be the case, because so many people are out of work and struggling to put food on the table, and yet grocers are just jacking the prices up. So
40%.
I don't know who's in charge of setting those prices, but it's pretty terrible that, this is the time that...
Yeah, individual stories.
It's too bad.
40% of the people who are on unemployment at the moment make less than $40,000 a year. That's the most recent.
They're the ones who've been hit the hardest. Yeah.
Yep. And so the grocery, you wonder, you know, about groceries.
Well, you wonder why the lines are so long at food banks.
Yeah.
They're wrapping, and people are in cars for miles long. It's terrible. Yep.
Well, the focus on the COVID-19 has caused us to take stock of a lot of different things in our lives and learn about things that we may not have known regarding our lives, our bodies. And so when it comes down to being deficient in vitamin D and how important that plays on your risk for getting the COVID or other diseases, matter of fact, the recommendation is that you take at least 2,000 units a day, and you take vitamin C and magnesium and zinc and all those good things. So along comes Purity Products. They've done all of that. They put it all together, basically, in what they call advanced vitamin D. Advanced vitamin D, doctor formulated, has 5,000 units of vitamin D3. Apparently, you can't get enough. Some of the supplements you can get too much of in your system, and it's not toxic, but you just flush it out when you go to the bathroom. So in the case of D, most everybody look around the room where you are, or wherever you work, or wherever you're going, and you'll see most of the people in the room, you can rest assured they don't have enough vitamin D. So here's the vitamin D3 combo from Purity Products that has magnesium, it has selenium, zinc, boron, and we all know, again, how important zinc is as well. When you hear how people are being treated with a Z-Pak, that's zinc. Advance D. Go to PurityD.com, Purity, PURITYD.com. Order for $19.95, their advanced vitamin D. You'll get with it, using the DJV code, a bottle of ultra pure fish oil, and also free shipping. So let's go to PurityD.com, get the advanced bone and muscle support you need with the ultra pure omega-3 free bottle when you buy advanced D, PurityD.com. That's where you go, PurityD.com. The supplies are limited, probably now is a good time when you're thinking about it to take some action, yeah? Good idea. 21 after the hour.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is a television star. Became a TV star before she became a recording star. Youngster in her teens. One of the people walking around, they say about Laura, Lana Turner, that she was discovered by, I think, Mayer in a drugstore. So she became a star. Connie Stevens, pretty much the same kind of story. She was walking down, I don't know what, whether it was Wilshire Avenue or something when she was a teenager, and somebody spotted her and said, "I'm going to make you a star, kid." And that person did make her a star. She was a big television star, movies for a long time. I remember helping her get a bag of groceries out of her car one day.
She was super cute, right?
When she was younger. Very cute. Yeah, this was about 10 years ago.
Did she do like some Frankie and the Net movies?
Yep, a lot of that stuff. She was on a show called 77 Sunset Strip. I think it was one of those Warner Brothers spy shows. And she recorded some songs. And this one happens to be number 5 from this week in 1960. As we throw back on our Thursday get-together, the top 5 songs that we normally do during this portion of this hour every week. So Connie Stevens is number 5. Number 4 belonged to Jackie Wilson. Oh, my God, what a contrast. This, you got to crank this up. This, so he was my favorite singer when I was a kid. And this was one of the songs. He had a half a dozen really big hits. He died having a stroke performing one night because his gyrations were so extreme. The dancing and stuff he did on stage, his body couldn't take it. So he died, I think he was in his early 40s. But he had, listen to that voice, Victoria. Oh, my God. Fabulous. So number 4 this week is his, actually his first hit was Night, and he went on, as I said, to have dozens of other songs and some, I think, half a dozen number 1 songs. So this is Jackie Wilson with his first, it was a ballad called Night. Number 3 belonged to Phil. Yep. Phil and his brother, the Everly Brothers. Kathy's Clown. You ever hear this before, Victoria? The song?
No.
You don't know this song? No. Okay. The Everly Brothers. Sure. Crank this up. Get a little of it in your system. All right? Looking at a couple of other songs, Dream, I think, is one of the big ones that was so fabulous. Don and Phil Everly were active from 1951 to 1983. Came from way in the backwoods of Kentucky. Number three was Kathy's Clown. The brothers four were college roommates, and they had a ballad. This was the beginning of the folk era. Folk rock came from just the plain folk music scene, coffee houses and stuff. Greenfields was number two. Anybody ever heard this one before beside me?
Nope.
Probably not. No. Okay, good song, nice sweet song.
I think this is the first throwback I've never heard any of the songs.
You've heard this one. Number one this week belonged to the Elvis Presley fan club and Mr. Presley himself. Second or third number one song was 4 weeks at number one. Top song this week in 1960 was Stuck on You. Stuck on You. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick like glue. Because I'm stuck on you. There it is. Okay, very complicated lyrics. 28 after on the DJV program.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima My Pillows, Giza Dream Sheets, My Pillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire My Pillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com. Or call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats in the U.S. House have put forward a $3 trillion bill that would boost coronavirus testing and would help states cope with the economic fallout from the pandemic. But President Trump says there's no chance it's going to pass.
As they say, DOA, right? Okay. DOA, dead on arrival.
The president saying he'd veto the measure if it reached his desk, which it's unlikely to do, as the Senate probably won't even take it up. The FBI is investigating Senator Richard Byrd to learn whether the North Carolina Republican was involved in insider trading based on information he obtained as a member of Congress. Agents serving a search warrant on his home in the Washington, D.C. area yesterday and seizing his cell phone. Byrd did sell off large amounts of stock in February, just before the pandemic struck, sending Wall Street stocks into free fall. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extend. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The judge in the Michael Flynn case is calling on a retired judge to argue against the Justice Department's efforts to drop the case. Retired Judge John Gleason will also investigate whether President Trump's former National Security Advisor should be held in contempt of court for perjury. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his Russian contacts, but later tried to take it back. The Justice Department recently moving to throw out the case against Flynn. A reality TV star in Atlanta is accused of using coronavirus pandemic relief money for personal purchases instead of to pay his employees as it was intended. Officials say Maurice Payne, or Fain that is, got a $2 million loan through the Paycheck Protection Program for his company Flame Trucking. Instead of helping his employees, he allegedly used most of the money on jewelry and child support payments. He was in court yesterday. Fain is a cast member of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and video chatting app House Party, throwing the ultimate star-studded virtual bash this weekend. The event is part of House Party's new live experiential event series called In the House. There will be performances and appearances by Katy Perry, Neil Patrick Harris, Snoop Dogg, Alicia Keys, John Legend, and others. It kicks off on Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern and ends at 7 p.m. Sunday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
At the hour here on this Thursday, it's the 14th of May, and this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to present to you a lady of great admiration and respect for. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Victoria Keelan. I see, according to our affiliate KMMS out in Montana, that they've declared, the state of Montana, Victoria, has declared nursing, various nursing homes virus-free. Apparently it is over there. I don't know how much of a problem. I don't remember reading much about Montana being in the center of this.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I haven't heard much, but there is a possibility that it's that those states, out in the Midwest have not been hit yet. Yeah. So there is that possibility that it
they
hasn't.
Have 14%
nursing homes.
Awful. Yeah.
Nursing homes in New York and New Jersey. Oh, my gosh.
In my town, we almost wiped out a nursing home here.
Yeah, I know.
We've had Massachusetts has been one of the worst, and Framingham, I think, is the second highest for whatever the reason. We have the second highest death rate in the state. And the jobless rate.
But yet the city of Boston yesterday just declared they had no new cases. It was the first day they had no new cases. So it's kind of interesting. It seems clustered right where you are.
Yes. Well, lucky me.
Yeah. Well,
good thing. My trip.
Well, luckily you've already beaten it four times. So
yes.
You know.
Well, but I have also a short trip between my house and the farm. So it's not like I'm going here, there. Although I do, I do go out. I have to go to a farm supply.
Well, you're in the hardware store with the toilet seats.
And that's right. The jobless rate, by the way, in Montana is a little over 14%. National average is, 30? Isn't it? How many people are unemployed? 40% of those who are unemployed in under 40 grand a year is what they make.
Yeah.
But
it's actually, it's hit women a lot harder than men too. I don't know if you've seen that statistic, but women have lost their jobs at a higher rate.
Yeah.
A couple percentage points higher than men.
Why? Why do you think that is?
It depends on the type of work that women do. With lower income women are in the hospitality industry, and so they were the first ones. If you think about, you know, the people who are the housekeepers, you know, in hotels, that all got wiped out. That entire demographic, they're mostly all women who work in hotels, cleaning hotels, things like that. Servers at restaurants, bartenders, those people have all that's like the first wave of people who lost their jobs. So it disproportionately has affected minority women. It's not just women in general. It's minority women have been hit the hardest.
Yeah, right. Well, there are a lot of people, perhaps some of those people, who want to be deliberately exposed to COVID-19. What's that story, Victoria?
This is a little weird, but who knows? Maybe someday we'll all say, wow, they were so brave. But more than 16,000 people, and most of them are young adults, they have signed up to be a part of a controversial method of speeding up the development of a vaccine. Essentially, they're going to be intentionally infected as volunteers. And so the signees of the online registry, it's a new website called One Day Sooner, they've all checked the box next to the statement, quote, I am interested in being exposed to the coronavirus to speed up vaccine development. And so that's essentially like them giving permission to be infected with this with the virus. The practice is actually called a human challenge study, which would be interesting to hear one of our doctors talk about that. It's also called a controlled human infection study, and essentially what it can do is it can really speed up the conventional vaccine method by several months, which would be wonderful if it works. And they say the reason that they're doing it, rather than waiting for months and months and months to assess what percentage of thousands of vaccine trial volunteers will get infected, they want to expose 100 volunteers directly to the pathogen. It'll either be through a syringe, a cocktail, mosquito bite, or nasal spray. It looks like they're actually going to do a nasal drop, the nose drops. That's, I guess, how they're looking to do it. And it's the human challenge trial for COVID-19. It was jump-started by a March 31st article in the Journal of Infectious Diseases. And that article made the case for why something like this would actually work and maybe why it would be beneficial. So it can't move forward without the FDA saying that it's okay to do this.
Yeah.
That might be too controversial. So we may end up seeing, which is a shame, because at this point, if someone wants to volunteer to be a guinea pig, why not? You know, I mean, hospitalizations are down in the most heavily affected areas like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, California. So if they give the virus to people in a controlled environment, if they do get sick, you know, obviously they're going to have facilities there waiting for them. So I don't know. I'm all for it. If people want to volunteer and try it out, why not? The only downside is because older people wouldn't want to volunteer for this. So we don't know if they do develop a vaccine based on what these younger adults are, you know, how they're responding, that vaccine might not actually be effective as much with an older generation. So we'll see where it goes. Yeah.
Right. Meanwhile, they're looking around the country. Let's go to Texas, for example. Coronavirus cases there on the rise still, even though the state has started to reopen, and this is what's going to happen. 1,000 new cases a day all this week. They've only seen 2 days so far this month with under 1,000 new cases a day. The governor has loosened up the social distancing stuff, and, restaurants are going to open up, the malls are opening up, businesses are opening up, people going back to the office, that sort of thing. So you're going to see this. It is going to be, don't be surprised. I'm not making judgment one way or the other. I think we went too far in the beginning. We didn't educate people well enough. It was all a trial. Preparation for perhaps what will happen later in the year. Let's hope not, but that may be the reality. And meanwhile, there are other things that are happening, Victoria, like the extending the ban on non-essential travel from Canada and to the United States, from Canada into the U.S. and U.S. into Canada. Both of our countries have agreed to extend border restrictions until the 21st of this month. I don't know how much.
Yeah, meanwhile, Air Canada won't give me a refund for a flight that I had booked for May 1st. So yeah. I don't know how can I'm non-essential. It was going to be a long weekend in Toronto. How can you not give my money back to me? But
here
we are.
This is part of especially airlines are notorious for this. They'll smile and they'll do PR and they'll send you all those videos and tell you how wonderful they are. But behind the scenes, they're screwing you every way they can. Because they need the money as much. Even when they didn't need the money, they were doing that way. They're unscrupulous. And speaking of airlines, the European Commission, the European Union, has told airlines to offer vouchers to customers who had to cancel their flights. Why would the government have to tell them to do the right thing? You know, over here, I don't know that we did.
Well, over there, a lot of the governments are part owners.
They own this, exactly, right.
So, like, my cousin works for Aer Lingus in Ireland, and she is one of the managers in customer service, yeah. And she said that obviously now everyone wants a refund. And she said, you know, she's been advising people to take the voucher because the refunds will not be given right away. And if the airlines start filing for bankruptcy, you're not going to get your refund anyway. So she said it's actually, you know, in their case over there, she said it's smarter to get the voucher than it would be to try to wait it out for a refund.
And look at with the exception of British Airways, I think if you look at Iberia, which is the Spanish national airline owned by the country, owned by the state, Air France is now owned in part by the state. The same company owns Air France, owns British Airways. And Lufthansa is pretty much owned by the German government. I'm trying to think of some of the other airlines over there that I know about that are now, and that's why, you know, the European Union is talking to the countries themselves because, as you suggested, they own a good piece of most of the airlines that fly around. That would never be the case here in America. It just isn't what we do. But
you know
there.
What I have to say? I feel like I've flown on all the airlines that you just mentioned, and I have had way better experiences on every one of those airlines than I've had on American or United or Delta.
Yeah.
But they're
the
just overall
much better. Yeah,
much better.
Much better, yeah. That's why when you and there are airlines like Saudi Air. That's why I won't use it, Air Emirates
I've never flown Emirates, but I have friends who have, and they say it's like the most amazing experience.
Singapore Airlines, another one that's really fabulous. Yeah, they have great service.
the Dutch one, too, is supposed to be good. Is it KLM? Is that
KLM
the Dutch one?
KLM is very good. Yep. KLM, Royal Dutch Airlines.
Right, Royal Dutch.
Always owned by the state.
So how come that doesn't happen here?
Because this is a country that values private enterprise, and the Europeans are kind of beyond that. I mean, look at all the stuff. The railroads are controlled.
I'm
all
kind of
here
changing my mind on this, though, because we just named so many good examples.
Yeah, I get it. Doreen McPaul, who's the Attorney General for the Navajo Nation, sharing a message of gratitude for the Irish outpouring of support. You started telling this story a week or so ago, and I don't know if you have an update on it or not, but the Irish have been very helpful, and people are scratching their head wondering why they didn't hear you tell the stories. So you want to tell it again, why the Navajo Nation is getting so much help from the Irish?
Yeah, this is something that I never, ever knew until I read a lot of the Irish papers in the morning before we do the show, and just to keep up because my family is all there. And I saw this story, and I just was kind of, it's literally nothing I've ever heard of before. In 1847, which was the height of the Great Famine, the potato famine over in Ireland, the Choctaw Nation here in the United States sent money over, even though they were struggling themselves. But for whatever reason, they sent money over to the Irish to help the people who were literally starving to death. And so now, 172 years later, the Irish have repaid the debt. And so now they have given the Navajo Nation, it's over $2 million now. And it's just essentially Irish citizens just making donations.
Yeah.
Yeah, making donations.
Here, dollar
and,
there.
Yeah, it's really just a crazy story. And you would think, you know, the Choctaw Nation in 1847 had absolutely, it's amazing that they even knew that Ireland existed.
Yes.
And that they knew that Ireland was going through this great famine. But yet they banded together. And apparently ever since there's been this very symbiotic kind of relationship.
Yeah.
And so now the Navajo Nation, the woman you mentioned, Doreen McPaul, she's the attorney general for the Navajo Nation. She is her own background. Both of her grandparents are from Ireland, and she's also part Native American. So she is right kind of in the middle of this. And she said that she put out a video thanking the Irish people and said that there are so many similarities in their cultures that people wouldn't really think of: love of land, language, songs, dance, sports, history of oppression. And she said during the Irish famine, when the Choctaw Nation sent money to the Irish despite their own struggle, that gesture has become a symbol of paying it forward, and the Irish are paying it forward to the Navajo Nation now.
Yep.
Now, the reason that the Navajo Nation are really hurting, this is about 27,000 square miles that make up the Navajo Nation, and they have horrible issues with infrastructure. They don't even have clean water. They have multiple generational families living in the same houses. She said they have a very high risk for spreading coronavirus and for contracting it because they have, you know, diabetes, cancer, heart disease. These are all things that the Navajo Nation deals with on a regular basis. And as we know from our doctors and from Dr. Fauci, that puts you at a greater risk of contracting the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So it's not a good time at all to be in the Navajo Nation. And they're really, and they also haven't gotten any of the government help that other people
have. They're always left out.
They're always left out. And so it's kind of amazing that the Irish people got together $2 million to send for aid. And even things just basic food and water that they just don't have right now. And this is in our own country. We're not looking out for our own people. It's when other nations have to, and look, Ireland is under a complete lockdown, just like the rest of Europe, and Ireland's got all kinds of problems with people losing their jobs, too, and this is a, you know, Ireland's like slightly larger than the state of Rhode Island, so it's they are really being hit hard, too, and they're taking better care of our Native Americans than we are.
Huh. Hello. All right, nuts in the news. This is a lady, a candidate for the Darwin Awards. She was yesterday illegally in Yellowstone National Park. She was airlifted out of the thermal water hole, what do they call that? Where,
like a geyser?
The geyser, right.
Hot springs or whatever,
right.
Yeah.
So she's taking a selfie.
Oh, my God. Another selfie.
And she falls into, she falls into a hot geyser. Because there were tons of them
alive
in Yellowstone. She really is. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
They Does she have third-degree burns everywhere?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bad case. Yeah. Lucky she didn't just drown in the hot water down there.
Ugh.
It's time for us to think about how to fix the problems you have of your weight, all kinds of ramifications in this time of trying to avoid COVID. Best way to do it is to be in shape. And the best way to get in shape is to go to toploss.com and explore what Calitrin, the world's most famous weight loss program that's all natural, famous because it works. Buy three, get three free. That's been the deal. It's unlimited right now when you use the DJV code plus free shipping. Go to toploss.com. See all the examples of people who've had success losing weight. It's so easy. Stay on the program for 6 months. You'll not only lose the weight, but your body will be tuned up to keep it off. March into the website toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Lose the weight. Stay safe and also healthy. 49, well, actually 10 minutes before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Well, how about that? I'd like to see a movie made out of this TV show. Probably not likely to happen any more than a movie for Friends would happen. Chuck Curry is here. He's our movie man. This is Movie Moments on the DJV show. So it must be somebody's birthday, or why are we playing the theme from Seinfeld?
Why not, Doug? No, I'm just kidding. Actually, this day...
Of course.
Don't insult me asking questions like that. This day in TV history, May 14th, 1998, the last episode, a two-part episode of Seinfeld, aired on NBC, drawing 76.3
million. Most people didn't like it either, right?
Right.
Didn't like the ending.
It was somewhat of a clunker. Yeah. But you know what's interesting? I was looking
Excuse me for a second. What was there about it that made it, both of you, Victoria and Chucker, seemed to have strong feelings about this? So I was not a fan of the show.
They were like on a plane, right? And then they were in jail.
It felt flat.
Yeah. And it was like a fantasy thing of maybe Jerry and Elaine should have ended up together, and then it was all a dream. And I hate stuff that ends up being a dream.
You know what's interesting? You know, there's a lot of pressure when you have a very popular, and Seinfeld obviously is an extremely popular show, to have that last episode be a big winner. In this case, it felt like a balloon that lost air. But in terms of TV history, MASH, an iconic last episode, that last 5 minutes is about as emotionally powerful as you could have in a TV show. New Heart back in 1990, Doug, remember that? When he wakes up and Suzanne Plachet from his old TV show is in bed. That was awesome. Lost got mixed response, sort of split. I actually loved the last episode of Lost. ER was a good last episode.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad was a really good last episode. Sopranos got a very split reaction. I actually loved.
I like the last episode of Madam Secretary, And that was pretty good. I didn't even expect. And then the last episode, I realized that I was watching the last episode of Homeland only when I realized when everything was kind of wrapping up and being put together. I didn't know it was the last
episode. Now, in terms of bad ones, I thought I was a big fan of the HBO show True Blood. I thought the last episode was awful. It was so disappointing for me. And then I remember back in the day, remember this TV show Saint Elsewhere, where at the end of the episode, a really great TV show, but the entire series was in the mind of a autistic boy, and it was at Snow Globe at the end where he sees everything that transpired in the entire series run as all in his head, and people did not like the way they did. They took a creative chance. I don't think it really worked, but there's been some good, some bad. But one other point. A network TV show, Doug, like Seinfeld, getting 76 million viewers, that day has come and gone.
And gone. Never,
other than the Super Bowl, there is no collective experience
in
our culture now. Even the Oscars. The Oscars once drew like 100 million people. Now they're down to like 25 million. So really,
so what do you, in terms of what's going on in the world of movies, the same thing is trickling over onto Broadway, Lights Out until September.
Crazy.
And so you got to wonder what.
And people don't realize how many jobs. I think they said there's like 190 or 100,000 jobs that Broadway has.
There
lost.
Are
I mean,
$1.8 billion worth of tickets. $1.8 billion in tickets that are unused. 15 million
patrons. And that spills over into the hotel business.
Yeah.
And the whole economy of that part of New York City.
Absolutely. Yep.
Stunning.
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting to see how. Movies are social distancing. You can't do this stuff and make movies and TV shows. You can't. And we all know how close.
Well, the same thing. I know we primarily talk about entertainment, but I still think the Major League Baseball and the NBA and professional football. Those players and executives and owners, they have to be nervous where it's all going to play out. They are not going to admit it openly, but they have to be very, very nervous about people going in the stadiums and will they have professional sports in 2020 and collegiate sports. I mean, I was telling somebody yesterday, like give the Penn State football program. My wife went to Penn State. That program equates for $25 million in profit. If they don't play football, Penn State, that's $25 million that they won't have.
And for their endowment, or for
will be pretty brutal.
Paying the staff, or whatever it is. You know, even though I maintain that there's too much emphasis on sports in college and maybe even in high school, it does provide a source to keep.
Absolutely.
In most instances, the tuition rates down.
Yes.
Correct. And so that's the positive that comes out of it. Oh no, everything. It's a new world order. This summer, this fall, this winter. Different. I think it'll go away after that, but we're going to learn a lot of hard lessons between now and then. Chucker, you're a good man. I'm glad to have you here. Proud of you and your contribution to the DJV program, where it's now 59 past the hour.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.